Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Thank you for that phenomenal, not one, but two reads. The back-to-back from Trevor, the creator. It is the post-game to the post-game, fan after dark style. Welcome into the program. I will do my customary intro when we kick things off at the 10 o'clock. No, no, no. Hey, bills have to be paid. I am not in any way, shape, or form trying to make light of what our boy Trevor had to do, because look, like I said, he's got his job to do. And again, because of the way the post game show works out, we never know when we're going to be on. We do know that obviously we're, you know, at the mercy of whether the Rangers score runs or whether they don't. And guess what? Tonight they scored runs. 6-5, the final score, your Texas Rangers. This is what they do, Blake. This is what they do. I'm Fred Davis, that gentleman to my right, the phenom himself. He will be on a jet plane in, 96 hours, give
somewhere
or take?
Around there. Yeah.
You know, heading across the Atlantic and elsewhere. Maybe he's going to go settle this whole Iran-Israel dispute. Who knows?
I've been sent out.
Who knows?
I will say I figured something else out.
Blake Elliott.
The lighting, way better. I don't look washed out. I like the light behind me vibe right now. Because it's usually behind you, and it does a good job on lighting you, and now you look a little more washed out.
I mean, because I feel kind of washed out.
Right. I like this.
When you say washed, I mean, you know, you just
good
look,
contrast.
You just
good
look
contrast.
Lit up.
Good contrast.
I don't know. I don't think you look any different than you normally do, and I don't feel like I look any different than I normally
now,
do.
Now, how would you know how we look? What would be the way that they would do that other than just hearing our voices?
I mean, are you about on the YouTube channel?
Boom.
Oh, I see what you did there. I see what you
YouTube
did
and what other
there.
App? What
Twitch.
Other, and what is it called on
I don't
Twitch?
Know. Go. Dallas you tell me. Cam. You tell me. Dallas fan cam. Check it out.
Right now.
It's a Tank Top Tuesday, and at least two of us got the memo, myself and Mr. Trevor the Creator. And you know what? I wouldn't feel bad as far as Blake is concerned for not getting the memo or forgetting. But I did text our group chat earlier in the day and said, hey, boys, Tank Top Tuesday. Get your minds right.
Did I respond to the group chat?
What's that got to do with
it? It's just like I had a lot of texts in and out of my phone today.
Look, if you can't.
You didn't plan things.
You know? I had a lot of texts going in and out. I just didn't see
so it. There were texts more important than your show.
Not necessarily that.
No, I mean, that's kind of what you're saying. No, okay, go ahead and say it.
What time did you send it? I think that's what threw me off.
It was around 1 o'clock.
See, too early.
Okay, see, here's
this
the thing.
This is when I'm getting ready.
I don't.
I'm just saying for me, I'm sending you why.
Didn't bother Trevor.
Trevor may not have as much going on today. I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know what was going on. He might have said, okay, boom, I'm laying out the tank top.
You know what I'm hearing? You know what I'm hearing? Excuses.
I am giving excuses.
Excuses. That's what I'm hearing, okay?
I just forgot.
We don't do that. On Fan After Dark.
I just forgot.
We do not do that on Fan After Dark. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line. Chime in. Let us know how you're feeling today on this Tuesday night. Tank Top Tuesday is here. This is an abbreviated show tonight. It's an abbreviated show tonight, thanks to the Rangers going extras tonight.
It almost was a longer show. Shout out to Jacob Latz.
I'll tell you what, man. He was balling earlier, and then, of course, the Oriole bats got hot, and next thing you know, we're taking this thing till 9 o'clock. Shout out to, who was it, Evan Carter, that scored the game-winning run. And then, of course, our boy Robert Garcia holding things down. Yeah, no, they moved the runner to third, but he held down. And they get out of the inning and get the W as well. So we'll talk a little bit about that. And, of course, obviously the other big news tonight is Kyrie Irving is getting extended, but we're going to touch on that here in just a smidge. So are you guys saying to go ahead and break now? Is that what you're telling me?
No. Don't listen to Ross. Do not
listen
to Ross.
You two look like dyslexic mimes back there right now. Okay, that's what it feels like right now. Seriously, out of control back there. So normal break time, just so we're all on the same page here? Okay,
yeah,
perfect.
Top of the hour.
Perfect.
We're good.
You guys, I'll tell you what, it is a hot mess behind that pimp cup over there. All right. So, I mean, look, here's what I'm going to say about the Rangers, and then we're going to move on to the Kyrie stuff. Because I don't know that there's anything to say about this Rangers team that hasn't already been said. You're up 4-0. Pitching kind of goes to bleep for a minute. All right. Chris Martin gives up a home run. I'm trying to think. There was somebody who else.
He gave three home runs.
No, he didn't. He didn't give up all three, did he?
He did.
Chris Martin gave up all three?
It was back-to-back hitters.
Son of a biscuit. I did not realize he gave up all three home runs.
Three straight hitters. He gave up a home run.
Oh, wow. All right, Boach. I see what you did there. I see what you did there. But yeah, because Milner came in after that. Okay. I didn't realize. I'll tell you what. I was making coffee, too, and I heard the other home run. I didn't realize he gave up all three.
The same guy still on the mound.
I watched him give up the two. I didn't realize he gave up the third after all. So either way, look, Chris Martin, old school guy. He's been there forever. Hell, he's got more gray hairs than I do. Wink, wink.
You know, he's never given up back-to-back home runs, and then he gives up three back-to-back.
But he's given up back-to-back-to-back home runs, and he was able to do that today. But you know what? I guess you could say the resiliency of this baseball team as they clawed their way back after being down. Because look, they were down 5-4.
I agree. All 75 people in Baltimore were sad to see their team lose. Mm. The Orioles, I was asking while the game was going up why they are not good anymore. And obviously we pointed to the pitching staff. Adley Rutschman.
Which they did get rid of their manager earlier in the year, too.
Mm-hmm. Adley Rutschman being not what we expected this year. Gunnar Henderson kind of getting back up to par.
And that pitching staff just got ravaged to start the year as well. So, and look, maybe they're reeling from the Justin Tucker news. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, somebody has got to pay the price.
And if we're buying into this, there was a tweet going out about Jeff Passan talking about the high possibility of Adolis Garcia getting moved at the trade deadline. I know Fred would be on board with that.
What a random poll, by the way. Like, of all the things Jeff Passan's talking about, like, oh, let's go ahead and tweet out that Adolis Garcia might get moved. I mean, what are you getting for Adolis, by the way? You know, a player to be named later in a bag of baseballs.
Right here.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what? I mean, and here's the thing. I don't know, unless you're getting...
Would you trade Adolis Garcia 877-881-1053, or are you still holding on to that 2023 World Series, that playoff run? Do you want Adolis Garcia on your Texas Rangers, or are you ready to move on from him? Continue.
He's in a contract year.
Shout out to Arboration.
So I guess my thing is, did you say Arboration or Arbitration?
Arboration.
No, it's Arbitration.
What's Arboration?
I don't think that's a word, but.
I think
no, Arboration sounds like maybe like if a lot of trees and, you know, the process of it, but I'm just spitballing here because I'm pretty sure it's not a word.
Arboration is literally not a word. I just made that up.
A departure from what is normal. So, yeah, maybe. Maybe. I don't think that's the intent you had, but no. It's
arbitrary.
Arbitration is the word you're thinking of.
Is that not what I said?
No, you said arboration, and you said it like three times.
Arboration and arbor. Yeah.
You know, there's a T in arbitration. There isn't one. There's two T's in arbitration.
I'm confusing myself.
You are.
Did I just add an extra O?
No, you took a T away.
That's all I did?
I don't have the spelling in front of me, but I'm top of mind. Anyway, bottom line is this, arbitration or arboration, whatever the hell we're talking about here. I don't know what are you getting for Adolis Garcia? Unless you're looking for relief because you're looking for salary cap relief because you're going to make some moves elsewhere. Now that makes sense to me. if it's strictly a salary cap move because you're up against it anyway. Because you're not, it's not like you're getting, I doubt you're going to get anything of value for Adolis Garcia. Is all I'm saying. And he's a guy that's in a contract year. So, you know, unless somebody's knocking down your door for Adolis Garcia, I don't know what the expectation is other than, hey, we're moving some salary and we're going to make some moves elsewhere. And that's why we're going to go ahead and make this deal.
I mean,
that's the only thing I can think of.
Adolis right now is, I think he still leads the team in RBI.
From the 979, as bad as he is, he still leads the Rangers in RBI, so let's keep him. I mean, I don't blame him. I mean, I keep him, trade him. I think at this point,
great right fielder.
He is a great right fielder, right? He's his glove is definitely worth keeping. I just think at this point, whether you're sellers, whether you're buyers at the deadline, I mean, Chris Young has a lot to think about. I just don't know that there's a move out there.
Yeah, he leads in RBIs, and the next closest guy is Semien.
Well, okay, but I mean, okay, so you lead the team in RBIs on the Rangers, okay? That's the skinniest kid at Fat Camp Award, okay? Like, who cares?
He's second on the team on total bases, only behind Wyatt Langford by 4.
I think the thing that we're not going to say, like, it's not even, you can't even say that he's like, well, he's quietly having a productive year. No, he strikes out in some of the biggest moments. I mean, yes, he had the what? The moment against the Dodgers, where he had the walk-off home run, and then I want to say he had a walk-off hit a week or two ago against the Blue Jays, maybe? Mm-hmm. I think it was, or I can't remember who it was off the top of my head. But either way, he's had a couple walk-off hits. And, well, I mean, what's he batting right now? 229 on the season?
Adolis Garcia is batting 233.
233.
That is 4 points lower than Wyatt Langford.
Yeah.
The only players for the Rangers that have a WAR above a 1 is Corey Seager with a 1.6. Marcus Semien with a 1.1, finally.
Okay.
Adolis Garcia with a 1.9. And then your two best players, according to WAR, and I think most people would agree, Josh Smith and Wyatt Langford, who both have a WAR above 2. So if you're going off WAR, which, you know, a lot of smart baseball people do, wins above replacement.
Yeah.
Adolis Garcia is third on the team.
He's batting 230, like you said, 232, 9 home runs, 38 ribbies. I mean,
if you're going off WAR, only two players are better than the Rangers.
Oh, I mean, like I said, I don't know what that tells you.
He's also phenomenal defensively. Like,
we touched on that. I mean, so that's what I'm saying. Like, and maybe that's why somebody, and maybe it's the proverbial a change of scenery. So maybe you can, but I guess my thing is, what are you trading him for? Cash considerations? I mean, I don't know what you're going to get.
Let's pull up Blaine Crim.
Because here's the thing about, because you're not trading him for bullpen help, right? Because you feel pretty good about your bullpen?
Well, Chris Young spoke earlier about him needing us needing bullpen help. Because, again, Garcia, like, all these guys are old. No offense, but they're old arms. Like, it is.
We saw that with Chris Martin.
And you saw with Chris Martin. Is he not salt and pepper? If I've ever seen salt and pepper,
he's got a lot of gray in that beard.
But again, that's the only thing that I can hear to think, unless you're trying to package him, because he does have a decent contract. Like, his contract is cheaper.
This
I
is
want to say $7 million.
Some of the text line: move on, Adolis, Marcus, Jonah, and Jake. From the 405, would trade him for something decent pick wise, but no one will do it. 214, we aren't doing blank with this year. Trade him. 972. If that's the case, all I'm saying is you can make a case to trade the entire team.
Well, and I guess that's what I'm getting at is, here's the thing. You are a team that has, offensively, you are, I mean, that's been your Achilles heel all year.
Would you say they're average or below average, or at the worst, bottom five, when it comes to just the team?
I mean, I would argue that they're slightly below average.
Just slightly below.
Because the reason why and right now on the season, after today's win, this puts the Rangers at, as soon as my phone decides it wants to pop up.
You're reading that.
Your Rangers are now 39-41, okay? So your Rangers are now 39-41 on the year, 2 games below 500. You're now sitting 7.5 games behind the Houston Astros, who are starting to run away with this division. Okay, and by the way, the Astros don't have an iota of what you have as far as pitching is concerned. Okay, I mean, they've got a two. I mean, you want to talk about I mean, we're talking about, you know, yeah, you've had problems with Evo getting hurt. Obviously, we heard today that Bradford's going to, you know, down for the year, which, you know, you haven't had him all year anyway, so that doesn't matter. But at least, you know, you're not going to get him back. But, you know, John Gray's going to be back here before too long. Evo's going to be back before too long. DeGrom has been hands down your best pitcher.
And it's not even close.
Well, I mean, think about it. And I think I heard Chief say this today on KNC. What, 12 straight games
with less than two runs.
Of 2 runs or less, yep. Which is the longest streak by somebody over 35 in Major League Baseball history, if memory serves. So you're 39 and 41 because, you know, your pitching staff has been phenomenal. And now
you had,
I think,
one or two series where your offense won it.
And now you're starting to come in. And look, now we're going to start getting into a little bit of the dog days here in July. Now, granted, we're 2 weeks away from, I think 3 weeks away from the All-Star break. But, you know, you're going to go through these lulls where your pitching staff is not going to be able to carry you. And you're going to need your bats.
And this is kind of the time that your manager start, you know, reeling back the pitching staff. Hey, I don't need you to go 8 innings. We're getting close to the All-Star break.
You ain't getting 8 innings. You ain't getting 8. I mean, look, the new normal is 6.
Yeah, I don't need you to do 6 innings. And a guy like DeGrom, I'm sure they'll kind of be cautious with the All-Star break around the corner with all the injuries happening. And we saw Jacob Latt's pitch for Forsaken, he was phenomenal. Do you think after Jacob Latt's performance that he's going to find his way into the starting rotation more often? Or do you think he goes back to the pen?
I mean, I think you would keep him where he's at right now. I mean, because the bullpen, here's the thing.
Saying back in the pen?
You don't, no. Yeah, you can keep him in the pen because, look, and we got to go to break here in just a second. But Tampa Bay showed a couple years ago, you can get to the playoffs with the whole what were they? They had a name for it, but you can literally have like you had your starter at the front of the game or whatever, like it was. And I mean, Tampa Bay had guys where they were literally their staff was, they had one or two starters and everything else was bullpen games, basically every other, you know, for the other three games. Right. If as part of your 5-man lineup. So,
Jacob Latt's had a no hitter.
The Rangers got something going here. Right. Again, I trust the pitching staff. I don't trust his hitting. When it all comes down to it. And okay, you beat the Baltimore Orioles, whoop-de-doo. All right, great. I mean, I shouldn't say whoop-de-doo. Good, but you're still 2 games below 500, but yet you're only 3 games out of the wild card spot. All right, let's take a break. We'll get the show rocking and rolling. We've got some Dallas Maverick news and the NBA. Hey, NFL, you want an exciting offseason? Here, hold our beer. We're about to make some things happen. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. Fan After Dark coming up next. Welcome in, DFW. Glad to have you on board on a Tuesday night here on 105.3 The Fan. Fan After Dark. I am Fred Davis. That gentleman to my right is none other than the phenom himself, Mr. Blake Elliott. And then, of course, we've got the one, the only, Mr. Trevor, the creator, a.k.a. the artist formerly known as Trevor. I think we tossed around that joke with CA on a Sunday morning. Nonetheless, the one, the only, Trevor is behind the glass on the 1, 2s, and 3s. I'll tell you what, we've got just a smorgasbord of producers here in studio tonight. We got our boy, we got Trevor in the house. We got Khaki Kev in the house. We got Dylon, who I've never actually referred to as his real name or pronounced it Dylan. I just know him as Dylon. And that's why we're going to keep it. And so that's how we're rocking and rolling on a Tuesday night.
Yeah, we got all of them back there hanging out and vibing, making sure that the producer room is nice and filled with warm air.
Now, Ross Sabinski said, deuces, I'm out.
Well, one of them said deuces because I just walked into the restroom and I think they all said deuces. Not good.
Wow.
Not good
what
at
a,
all.
What a segue.
Not
what a transition.
Good at all. I mean, all four of them might have just used the restroom.
How do we know it wasn't somebody that snuck up here and
it could have been, but I think it's them. I'm gonna make a bold claim that it was
Trevor. Did you functify the men's room?
Negative.
Okay.
I don't know.
But y'all
I
own it, so
I don't know if I believe him because there's been plenty of times.
Well, and in fairness, so he had. I mean, I don't think he's. I mean, I've seen him whether it was here right when the game ended, and then he was in the Pimp Cup. I mean, do we think Dylan is capable of that kind of stankery?
I don't know.
I can see it being Ross.
Ross.
I can see it being Ross because Ross. Ross kind of, you know, was a little hectic on the way out. He's over here like telling me to break and then not telling me to break and then bounces, stinks up the bathroom, and then makes his way out. So I'm putting my money on Ross Lubinsky as the culprit behind the funk dubiest of it all. What about our boy Khaki Kev? Did Khaki Kev funk defy it up?
Kevin was with y'all. That's true.
He was here in.
Where's he at now?
Studio. He's back at the pickup.
Sitting back here.
Yeah, he's back there. So I'm standing by it. I think it was Ross Lubinsky. I think Ross Lubinsky funkified the men's room.
Well, I'm trying to figure out who funkified. I got to make sure I'm careful with that.
Your Dallas Mavericks.
The Dallas Mavericks. Hey-o! They've got a whole different looking team from last year. Obviously, Luka is gone. But
no, you don't say.
What if I told you there would be a new
white guy in town?
His name is Cooper Flagg, the main event, and we are less than 24 hours away.
Yeah, we are.
From Cooper Flagg being the number one overall pick drafted by your Dallas Mavericks. 877-881-1053. How are you feeling? Are you hype about it? Are you sad? Have you not gotten over the X? Maybe you're like my mom and has not gotten over it. How do you feel about Cooper Flagg being the new face of the franchise of the Dallas Mavericks in less than 24 hours?
I'll tell you what, and shout out to everybody watching on the Twitch. We got a couple of y'all tuning in. Let's see who. You know what? And I'll be honest. I don't do a very good job of loving you guys up on the Twitch line. Who we got? Lasso 214. Bro? We got to shorten that name up, homie. Lasso 214972. What up, Fred and Blake?
Yeah.
Area codes.
We got Joel Wood. What's up, Freddie?
Wait, Joel's on Twitter with us. He's always tweeting at us.
Okay. We got T3 Pritchett. What's up, Twolos? Fred iced up for real. LOL. Let's see. We got Texas size rips. No separation. Dak ain't throwing it. I'm guessing this is from earlier in the day. And then our boy Big Surge 36. Probably the most frustrated I've ever been. Even the losing Rangers team can at least hit the ball and make it somewhat exciting to watch. He also said, but what are the chances that all these guys just got lucky at the same time in 23, talking about the number of guys that had a career year in 2023. And I'll tell you what, that's what it's starting to look like. I mean, I think that as much of an anomaly as that sounds, I mean, look, we've all been watching sports for a long time. You got to have at least two or three dudes that are dudes, right? Like, and that's the thing is, like, look, you know, Corey Seager's a dog, and you know, Marcus Semien, for the most part, is a dog. And I think that maybe we got the last of Marcus Simeon's crescendo, and now we're seeing kind of the, you know, the downside, the back end of his career. Now, he was on G-Bag Nation this afternoon. He doesn't think he's slowing down. He's not looking at age as an issue, all right? And, you know, is out there grinding like he says he's doing each and every day. You appreciate that from your, from your guy in Marcus Semien. He did say he's kind of struggled with the idea of not being at the top of the order because that's what he's been for so many years. But, he said it hasn't changed his approach to the game. So, from that standpoint, again, with this Rangers team, look, this team is going to have to rattle off some sort of epic run where they win like 12 out of 15, 18 out of 20, 15 out of 20. They're going to have to do something, I'm not going to say miraculous, but they're going to have to go on a run that they haven't been on in the last 2 years. And I just don't think that this team offensively is capable of that. Would love to see it. It's going to make covering them a lot more fun. But this win one, lose one, win two, lose two, win two, lose three. That's
500 baseball team.
That's a 500 baseball team. You're three games out of the wild card. So, you know, when we ask the question, you're getting to the point where you're not going to be in a position to win the AL West if the Astros keep winning and you keep doing this scuffling back and forth. So I guess the question for you guys, and we'll talk about this throughout the week and as the season wears on, and you know, we'll get to that point where that inflection point where it's like, okay, what are we doing here? Are we just playing for a wild card position or a wild card spot at some point? So anyway, that said, switching back to your Dallas Mavericks.
The NBA, man.
Okay.
What a day.
The NBA is on fire.
I'm just glad Shams didn't lie. Do you remember a week.
It's like a week, week and a half ago.
I was going to say conference finals time is when he said, I cleared my calendar.
Yeah.
As soon as the NBA finals ends, it's going to be one of the craziest off seasons y'all have ever seen, and it's going to kick off quick. You know, usually we kind of have to wait a while. You get one or two deals, but it's usually midsummer. Us have kicks off. But this is all post-draft, and the draft is, what, 6 days removed from the NBA finals? 5 days removed? Less.
No, not even.
Saturday, Sunday. 3 days removed, and we're getting all these blockbuster deals. We get Sunday, Kevin Durant. Then the next day, we get, let's see if I can remember them in order. We get Kevin Durant for Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, and 5 second-round picks right before the game.
And the 10 pick.
And the number 10 pick. Thank you. And then the next trade was Drew. Was
Jrue Holiday was last night while we were on the air.
Jrue Holiday for Anfernee Simons. And a second round pick.
Are you real quick? Are you buying this? The reports are out today that he's pissed.
He's pissed.
Are you buying that?
I am. You were on Boston. Y'all were continuing.
Well, he knew he was getting, but he knew he was going to get traded.
But like, I think he maybe thought maybe to a good team.
I mean,
Portland's not good. I don't care what they say about being a bad. Portland will not even make the playoffs.
Tell you what, Jrue, say that to.
You think they make the playoffs?
Say that to Chauncey Billups' face.
Do you think they make the playoffs?
With the roster as it's currently constructed?
Yeah. I do not think they make the playoffs.
I don't think it's I mean,
Top
eight?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to throw in the play-in. You got to throw in the play-in. Because here's the thing. From what I read this morning, and I can't think of who tweeted this out, and I should have saved it.
There's a lot of tweets going out right now.
Oh, dude, NBA Twitter's on fire right now. It really, truly is. Anybody that has any kind of soundbite, underdog, inexplicably, Josh Kroenke might trade Nikola Jokic. I mean, okay. But whatever Twitter account I read this morning, I don't know who it was. Don't ask me. But I read somebody. He may have been credible. Look, he may have had 5 followers. I don't know. But they
it's
mentioned
all starting to blur together.
It literally has been a long day today. But that being said, they say that the Blazers aren't done making moves.
I mean,
so
yeah, if they go get Jaylen Brown, sure. Yeah. Now I'll say they're good.
I'm just saying. Look,
who's their best player?
Jrue, right now. Their whole thing is they think he can help with the maturation. Oh, I think it was Sam Quinn, our boy Sam Quinn, who tweeted this out.
I mean, they're more competitive than they were last year.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. Because Anfernee Simons was a bucket getter, and they just traded a 20-point scorer for a guy that's a role player, a good role player.
Yeah.
But Jrue Holiday's not going to be like, hey, give me the ball in the fourth quarter and let me go ISO and win this game.
No. No, he's not.
So
I think some of it could be, though, too, is I think the need for a veteran.
Sure.
Right? I mean,
shout out to the Wizards. They got plenty of those now. Shipped off Jordan Poole for, I keep forgetting who they got. They got Chris Middleton now.
Yeah.
Let me look.
They got him in the Mavs, or excuse me, the Bucks trade. But let's not bury the lead here real quick. Clearly, the biggest news for your Dallas Mavericks, though, obviously we know that we're 24 hours away from Cooper Flagg being a Dallas Maverick, but who will he be playing alongside, at least at some point? It will be Kyrie Irving. 3 years, what, $119 million?
Correct.
For Kyrie?
Just under $40
million
a year.
Which, hey, that's a win, man. Mavericks. And that's a win for both sides. I mean, that's a win for Kyrie.
Long term.
Look, Kyrie's at $39 million a year. I mean, you know, we can step back and, I mean, let's put these numbers in perspective here. I mean, $39 million for a 33-year-old dude coming off of a ACL and, what, his second or third major injury of his NBA, or excuse me, yeah, his NBA career. All right. That's a good deal.
That is.
All right. I mean, I don't know what else he was going to get.
His player option was $43
million,
which he opted out of, denied that one.
Don't forget the no state income tax, man. Yeah. Do not downplay the state income tax. That is a major. Hey, when you're taxing, state income tax on $119 million, I mean, I don't know what that looks like on, because I've never had to deal with that, but I can only imagine.
CJ McCollum. That's what I was thinking of.
CJ McCollum. Yeah, he got traded too, didn't he?
To the Wizards. For Jordan Poole.
Tell you what are they doing?
The Wizards, no, it makes sense what the Wizards are doing. So CJ McCollum, Kelly Olynyk, Chris Middleton and Marcus Smart, all their deals expire after this year. So they have 109 in cap space for next year.
Yeah.
So they're going to have remember how the Nets were where they had a bunch of cap and they could just go sign whoever?
Yeah.
That's what they're going to be. Now, players going to want to go there, how the team roster going. Ooh, but
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
But I get it. If you're the Wizards, that's what you want
to
do.
No, I mean, look, you have to.
You
need a fresh start, right? Yeah. Like, if there's a way to reset, that's how you do it.
Or you can do what the Nets do. The Nets have 5 first-round picks in this year's draft.
That's insane.
5.
You got to package some of
this. I don't even know. Yeah, so apparently they're trying to package it for Ace Bailey. I'm not going to sit here and lie. I don't even know how that would work if they got five first-round picks, because I don't know if they have five roster spots open to draft five different players. Now, I know you can hold players' rights, and they can play overseas.
Oh, no, you're drafting a couple of Euros. Hey, guys, tell you what, well, holler at me in 2027, okay? Keep doing your thing. We'll get back to you when...
But they have the 8th pick, 19th pick, 22nd pick, 26th pick, and a 27th pick in this year's draft.
Don't sleep on my boy. Well, they got Jalen Wilson, who's a bucket getter.
Sean Marks, right? The GM of the Nets?
I think, yeah.
He's rebuilt the Nets twice, if you think about it.
Yeah.
He rebuilt them, signed that terrible squad.
Terrible squad.
And now has rebuilt them again, in a sense, with all the draft picks.
I mean, it's funny. They gave up a boatload. I mean, I'll tell you what. It was almost like he spent a bunch of draft picks and then said, you know what? Let's get them all back. And he literally, and then got more back. Yeah. I mean, he really did. I mean, you talked about a guy just creating a basketball team on the fly.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what they, I mean, the NBA right now, I mean, it is literally 2K.
It is.
With the flurry of, seen this many trades before.
It's either the good teams are like making moves around the edges to get better, or it seems like the Celtics are completely retooling, or even the bad teams that we all talk, there's a lot of bad teams making trades right now. The Wizards, the Hawks just got a whole new team. The Hawks traded for Porzingis today, if you guys missed it. So their lineup is now Trae Young, Dyson Daniels, Jalen Johnson, who I really like, Zachary Richaud-Shea, who's the first round, number one overall pick last year, and Kristaps Porzingis. You can do a lot worse than that. In the East?
I mean, I'll get you, the fifth or sixth seed?
I was about to say fifth or sixth.
And, you know, you'll probably dangle one of those two guys at the trade deadline again, and you'll stay Atlanta being Atlanta.
I mean, I like Jalen Johnson and Trae Young. The rest
group,
of the,
you're not.
I mean, and Dyson Daniels. I like their
group. Doesn't do anything for anybody. I mean, what's the 35.5 over under on how many games Porzingis plays next year?
Under. I would do it at 30.5.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
now I'm not going to say why.
Okay, Magic Junior.
I'm not going to say why. If you know, you know.
Okay, Magic Junior.
Yeah, that's a shout out to the Celtics, man. Whole new team. If you guys have been asleep. They have moved off Jrue Holiday. They've moved off Porzingis. But
they said they were doing all this, too, though.
It seems like they're fielding offers for Jaylen Brown.
If the right offer comes along for Jaylen Brown, later.
And you know why they're doing it. Not just because of the second apron, but because
new ownership.
The second apron ownership and Tatum's injury. It's like, why would I be over the second apron?
Oh, there's no reason to be.
With Tatum being out. So I'm just paying the luxury for no reason. So they're like, all right. They were going to make these moves anyways.
Porzingis, I get. I mean, I'll be honest. I think getting rid of Porzingis and Jrue Holiday make all the sense in the world.
They did it quickly, too.
And with no hesitation. But you knew, like you said, you knew going into this season they were going to do that. Mm-hmm. Or, excuse me, going into the offseason, like, once they got beat by the Knicks and Tatum went down, I mean,
like, new team, actually.
It was like, all right, look, we got these new owners, and these fools ain't trying to pay $180 million in luxury tax to be third in the East and to get beat in the second round. Like, that ain't going to happen. All right, 877-881-1053. We're going to make life difficult for Trevor the Creator, or maybe we won't. Maybe we won't. I don't know what the phone lines are like
to you guys.
At 10:20 at night on a Tuesday night following a Rangers squeaker of a victory over the Baltimore Orioles. So here's the deal. Here's what's about to go down, ladies and gentlemen. Over the course of 2 hours this morning, my boy Kip, shout out to my boy Kip from LA Fitness over in Louisville. All right. One of my go-to Mavericks conversation pieces. Me and Kip talk Mavericks almost every day. He's a Mavericks season ticket holder. He's been, obviously, like most of you, feeling some type of way about these Dallas Mavericks ever since Luka's been traded. I tried telling him this morning, allay those fears, Mr. Kip. You've got Cooper Flagg. Well, he's not sold on Cooper Flagg. Then I get a call about an hour and a half later from my esteemed co-host, Mr. Blake Elliott, who tells me that his mother has zero
confidence in
Cooper Flagg.
Agreed.
Like, yeah, even zero. Like, Kip, at least Kip is like, hey, I think this guy could be halfway decent, but I'm just not convinced he will be. And I said, you know, au contraire, mon frere. Meanwhile, Mama Kim's just like, no.
Bust.
Okay? The dude sucks. He wouldn't be a top three in the last decade. I don't know when he would ever be. Yada, yada, yada. Okay?
Miss Kim was not loving it.
Miss Kim has zero love for Cooper Flagg, and she makes it clear that a lot of it has to do with the fact that she's still pissed off about Luka getting traded. She won't admit it completely,
and I tried to convince her that, but hey, that's another story for another show. So that being said, I told Blake, I said, look, we've got ourselves a segment now. So here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. 877-881-1053. Luka Doncic notwithstanding, are you excited about Cooper Flagg? Yes or no? That's all the question is tonight. Let's not overdo it. Let's not overthink it. 877-881-1053.
Hit them phone
Polo's
lines.
On the telephone. Cooper Flagg will be a Dallas Maverick tomorrow. Are you healed? Are you still reeling? Whether or not you are, one way or the other, are you team Cooper Flagg? Yay or nay? We want to hear from you next. Don't go anywhere. No, there's no audio playing. None.
There's nothing.
None.
Wow, I hear it just fine, so I don't know what's going on.
Do you hear it?
I don't hear it.
I was going to say, I don't.
No, seriously?
Okay. I would not kid you on that.
Okay, that's why. Well, maybe then we're having audio issues again.
Are we having a technical problem?
I heard it in my ear.
Try to play it again. You can interrupt it.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Try playing again. Try playing one more time. And I'll tell you. 3, 2, 1.
Nothing. Fatties, are you hearing it?
Yeah, do you guys hear anything? Nothing?
No. I don't think they do. No.
Hopefully we can hear the Tolos.
I was going to say, that's really what it comes down to.
Because I hear it in my ear.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we don't hear it on our ears.
That's why. I'm so sorry, guys.
No, don't worry about
it. What's going on? Yeah.
We were concerned there for a second. Maybe that there had been a disconnect somewhere along the way.
Wow, man.
Nonetheless, that's
somebody so said we heard.
Still there. We were flawless.
Come oh, okay. So, oh, wait a minute. Hold on. We what? Heard it, but it was faint from the 469. I didn't hear anything.
I didn't hear a peep.
Nada.
What?
What's going
Everyone's
on?
Everyone's saying they heard it, and
that's
it was flat.
Because
I heard it. That's what I'm saying. I heard it in my ear.
And I have my audio.
I was going to say, I've got it loud. Try it one more time.
All right. Okay. Bump it as loud as
that's
possible.
That's what I'm about to say. We're about to
turn it to 11.
Nothing.
I've got. I'll tell you what.
Because I'm seeing one. I think it's
from the 806. I hear it. It's quiet, but I hear it. From the 214, it's low, but I hear it.
Play the other audio. The longer audio. See, maybe that clip is just busted. Faulty. This is Cooper Flagg pre-draft.
Talking about his mom.
Talking about his mom and the quote.
Yeah.
And I thought this quote really stuck out. Hopefully this audio.
Well, maybe we can hear it.
Quote my mom likes to say a lot. You know, if you're the best player in the gym, then you need to find a new gym. So for me, it was about thinking about
what I had left to do in high school and, you know, how much that would push me to you know, become a better player. So for me, that decision wasn't too hard, you know, after going undefeated with that team. It was before that. So I kind of knew that we were going to have a really, really good team.
A little flex there.
That undefeated one. No, that was the other team I was on.
Competition and things like that. So I kind of just made that decision based on that. I felt like it was time for me to kind of get to a new environment and push myself to higher levels and to really just get in a new environment and be surrounded.
That was on Cooper Flagg reclassifying.
Asking why he decided to forego his senior year of high school. And I hope Mama Kim's listening. he forewent his senior year of high school.
My boy was 17, 18 out there.
And for all the Mama Kims out there, and that's Blake's mom for those of you new to the program, who told me today, quote, he's not a dog. Of all the things Mama Kim said, that may have been the most troubling to me, that he's not a dog.
I agree.
All right, because at that point,
I roasted her.
Because now she's trolling at that point. Now she's just pouring salt into the wound at that point.
Trust me, I roasted her before and after the phone call.
He's not a dog. And I said, you didn't watch him. I said, point blank, you did not watch him play basketball this year for you to say that. And so
I'm hoping the Tolos watch him, though.
So here's the deal. All right, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. That is the hotline. It's also the Franklin Frankel Injury Text Line, but you can also call into the program. Call in. Tolo's on the telephone. Let's get a faint bed going. All right, look at that. I'm making Trevor work tonight. I mean, what more do you want, guys? I'll tell you what, faint bed. All right, look, we only got six more segments left, okay? So let's get right after it, okay? We got him for 2 hours. We're putting him to work, okay? So here's the deal. And I had it in my head that I had told to call you guys, and then Blake, being the, you know, kind, hospitable kid that he is, said, hey, you didn't tell people to call. And I didn't. But Tyler, Brady, and Tim all figured it out. So give us a buzz now.
Now or forever hold your peace.
Look,
you got to talk your mess.
There
before
is
the draft.
No revisionist history on this. Stand on business. You're either Team Flag or you're not. Okay. Team Flag,
and we're fine either way. Don't think you got to be Team Flag.
Hey, Blake's own mother isn't Team Flag. Okay, and she's standing on business about it. My boy Kip isn't really Team Flag. Okay, he's riding the fence. Okay. I'm Team Flag. I've been saying
I'm
that.
I'm Team Flag as well.
I still love
Luka, but I'm also can realize Cooper
you're
Flags
a Mavericks
is,
fan, yeah. And guess what? It's a whole lot more fun to cover the Mavericks when you got somebody like Cooper Flag to watch and play basketball.
I wouldn't care what color he is. He could be purple.
That would be wild if he was. let's go out to Tyler in Dallas. Tyler in Dallas, where are you at on Cooper Flag?
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, this is Tyler. I live in Dallas, Texas. Yeah, basically, my thoughts on Cooper Flagg was that I was trying to think of who could I compare him to a current player, and I thought of, like, P.J. Washington.
Okay.
I thought, you know, Cooper Flagg is a better ball handler, a better shot creator for himself, a better shot creator for others, potentially a better defender. The only thing I can think P.J. Washington is better at is a rebounder, because he was a dog.
Bro,
last year.
So let me ask you this, Tyler. Let me stop you real quick. Tyler, are you? Wait. So you mean to tell me you think the comp for Cooper Flagg is P.J. Washington?
I'm saying it on the conservative side as a rookie year, and I think that.
Oh, his floor.
Like a conservative approach, and I think that would end up looking somewhere like 15 points. I don't know, 4 assists and 6 rebounds, and I think that's a better version of P.J. Washington, like a better offensive player, but like defensive minded guy.
Yeah, now, are you coming at this that you are a Flag fan and this is his rookie year floor? Or are you saying you think this is what he'll be in the NBA? Is kind of a better P.J. Washington?
No, I'm thinking this is how he will be as a rookie. I think that he'll grow up. And he'll develop the ISO game and be like a Kawhi Leonard.
Okay, that's what I'm getting at. I want to know where people stand on what's this guy going to be in the NBA? Because that's the overarching theme, right? Is this guy going to be, because look, Luka's the ceiling, right? Like, that's what we're trying to figure out. Is this guy going to be a superstar, or is he just going to be a guy? And that's what the question is. Is he a generational talent, or is he just another dude? So my question for you is, when you say, so you think he's going to A, Kawhi Leonard, B, bring a title or two to Dallas, yay or nay?
I think he can bring a title to Dallas, and I think his ceiling is kind of like being like a Kawhi Leonard type.
Okay.
Player that's like,
we'll take that.
Like one of the best two-way players in the league.
I love it. Tyler in Dallas.
25, like 5-7 kind of guy.
Okay. Now you're talking our language over here. Tyler in Dallas. Let's roll. Good call. I appreciate it. We were able to clarify that because I was a little worried there. I thought he meant like that was his comp long term.
I think
like
he was just giving a floor.
No, he did.
Floor.
So I'm glad. I'll tell you what. Good call by Tyler. Kind of set the stage now for what we're looking for. I don't necessarily need what you think he's going to do rookie year. Because look, if you think he's going to be a dog in the NBA and bring titles, we think he's going to be good as a rookie year. Or tell me, hey, I don't think he's going to be worth a damn and he's not this, whatever. Okay, Brady and Alvarado, what you got?
Okay. All right, guys. So I think he'll be a superstar, but my issue is, like the other idiotic Dallas team, this front office is going to screw this up. I 100% believe this. Because in one move, Nico ruined it for all of us, and I do not trust Nico Harrison anymore. So I think this guy will be a superstar.
Okay.
But I think it's going to get screwed up along the way somewhere, and it's going to be Nico's fault.
I love it. Brady and Alvarado, great call by you. So we got two Cooper team flags here. Let's go to Tim and Frisco. What you got, Tim? 30 seconds or less.
Hey, big Cooper flag fan. He been watching him since he's a sophomore in high school, sending clips to friends. He dominated in high school. He went to college, player of the year. Give him 3 or 4 years, he'll be a top five NBA player as he progresses. Just look at the competition as he played. So...
I love it.
Super excited.
Tim, I'll tell you what, I can tell it in your voice. Tim, great stuff from you. Let's go out to, we've got three team flags right there.
I kind of need somebody on the opposite side.
Let's go out to Reggie
Dallas, who says he is a Utah Jazz fan on the text line. Reggie, how you feeling about flag?
What's going on, fellas? Man, I feel great about Flag. You know, he's a good guy. He's a dog. He balls and stuff, but I'm pissed. Oh, sorry. I'm just highly upset that he's not coming to Utah.
You know what? You guys did kind of get hosed in that. But at the same time, too, the NBA also didn't coerce you into trading your superstar to L.A. either. So there is that.
Hey, boy. Hey, you know, when that went down with Doncic, I said, watch them boys get the number one. I should have bet on that.
You should have. Reggie. Okay, real quick, Reggie. You sound... like you aren't from Utah. Am I accurate in that? How did you become a Utah fan?
Oh, yeah, I'm from South Louisiana because I'm from South Louisiana. It was the New Orleans Jazz at first.
Oh, so you followed them too. Okay, so you're an old school jazz fan. You're a Pistol Pete jazz fan.
Yeah, I'm 45. Yes, sir.
Okay. Yes, sir. All right.
That's right in your house.
I'm in Dallas now.
Okay. All right, so Utah is your 1A. Dallas is your 1B.
Negative. I got no other team. Like, I got Dallas Cowboys as my football team, and that's it.
Fair enough. I appreciate that. All right, Reggie, good stuff from you, my man. All right, so Tim, Brady, Reggie. Who's the other guy that called? Tim, Brady, Reggie. Who's the other guy that we had call? I feel like we had one more
person.
He's
the one taking names.
That's all right. Whatever. We'll it'll come to us. If you're still listening, text into the show. I forgot. I got three names written down so far. Eddie in Fort Worth, what you got?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
What's cracking, bro?
Real quick, I know we've been talking about Cooper Flag, whatnot. 30 seconds left, so I'll make it quick. So we pick Cooper, right? And then you guys are talking about picking a number. What if, hear me out, we give him the old Luka number, and then the fans are happy. What do y'all think? Anyways.
I kind of like that, Eddie.
You know what we should do? We should give him like 78.
That'd be great. 75. What's your, he hung up. Okay, boom. A hot take. All right, Johnny and DeSoto, take us home.
Hey, what's up, man? Cooper, no, Flag going to be a dog. Unlike Luka, he's not going to have that flash, but unlike Luka, he's going to be out there playing on defense.
Mm-hmm.
But I could see the Kawhi comp. Dude's going to be a dog on defense, and then he's going to grow offensively. He ain't going to be right there going in freshman or rookie year, but like that one dude said, PJ kind of the floor for him.
Johnny, I got one question for you. Take us home with this. Will Cooper Flagg be better than Luka long term?
I think he wins more rings.
Oh, which, hey, that, you'll take that all day, every day. Johnny, great stuff from you as always, my friend. So we got Tim, Brady, Reggie, Eddie, Johnny. I feel like there was one more person. I'm sure if they listen, text in so I can get your name down. But everybody was Team Flag.
Everybody was Team Flag.
Everybody, if you're not on Team Flag, text in. Cooper Flag. Let us know. We'll get this thing rocking and rolling. All right, we'll do a little fair foul next. We'll do some fair foul plus some more NBA news.
Maybe another trade will happen.
Maybe another trade will happen, but a little fair foul, more NBA news, and all that and more coming up right here on Fan After Dark.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You can
do,
we can just do fair foul on our teammates' Twitter accounts.
Wow. Wild.
If you guys hadn't seen
I'm here for it.
I just enlightened Fred on Eric Chiafalo's Twitter.
Chief. Not holding back one bit. I'm here for it. I love it.
Can I give you a fair foul off the rip?
Let's do it.
22-year-old man. Let's sink in with just that.
Oh, I got a fair foul. I got to real quick. I'm gonna text my cousin. We gotta do his fair foul because he's got. Anyway, go ahead.
22-year-old man, you got that part?
22-year-old man
was caught. Posing as a dentist.
Okay.
Using guides he found online and through YouTube videos.
Of course he did.
The 22-year-old man in the Czech Republic has been charged with posing as a dentist, performing root canals and other major procedures only by using online guides and YouTube videos. Police say he and 2 relatives ran an unlicensed home clinic for 2 years.
Wow.
Earning over 4 million koruna, which is about 185,000 USD.
That's good lick for never gone to dentist school.
While treating dozens without proper training.
Well, dozens? I mean, didn't he treat all of them without proper training? He's not a dentist.
One relative acted as a nurse.
Oh, wow.
The other one made prosthetics. All 3 pled guilty to charges like illegal business, drug dealing, and attempted assault, and they're facing up to 8 years in prison.
Drug dealing? So what, they were...
running a dope a trap house? Were they doing dentistry work out of a trap house?
But I guess, like, could you give, like, anesthesia? Aren't those, like, considered drugs?
Novocaine and things like that.
Novocaine. I mean, so they had access to all this? I mean, is this stuff you can...
They're in Czech Republic. I don't know how that
works. Well, fair. 877-881-1053. If you're from the Czech Republic, is it that easy? And I'll tell you what, I could reach out to my grandpa, though. Well, he might be awake, actually. My grandpa speaks Czech. Now, what that has to do with, you know, fake Czech dentist, I don't know.
The number one comment was, he's no better than the licensed dentists that suck.
Dang.
I mean, that's a great point, man.
I've had a terrible root canal where I'm supposed to be making my teeth feel better. And it was the worst pain still to this day in my life. And I've broken bones. I've had my heart broken. Worst pain in my entire life was a bad root canal.
Here, I had my heart broken. I'll tell you who's pretty... I love the
Navy.
Is
there anything worse than a tooth pain? I don't think there's anything worse.
When you've got a toothache, shut it down.
Shut it down.
Shut it down. Seriously. It's funny you bring that up.
Take me to the ER now.
Well, it's funny you bring that up about the root canal because I had a... Well, I thought I had a root canal in the Navy. Okay? I mean, I went to Rhode Island for it. I mean, I remember them, you know, cutting my mouth open or my gums and trying to fix my front tooth. And every dentist I've been to since is like, yeah, we see no evidence that there was ever anything done here.
That's not a root canal. They're messing with your gums. That's not a root canal.
Well, you get what I'm saying. Like, they did something. I mean,
they drill in your tooth and they take the root out.
Dude,
right?
But it was my, that's what I'm saying. It was my front tooth is what I'm saying. So they had, I mean, you had to get to the gum. You had to get to the root from the front of the gum. Dude, right? The point is this.
Has anybody had a good experience with a dentist?
Well, there are those dentists that put people to sleep.
Shout out to anesthesia.
Right? I've never had an issue with the whole dental process. Okay. In fact,
I've definitely had a couple bad procedures where it's supposed to be feeling good or supposed to do this. And then they go, oh, no, they did terrible work. We need to redo this. Or, I'm ready
to get some veneers. Let's call it what it is. Let's get some veneers.
If I
877-881-1053. If you want to
crowdfund,
endorse the Fan After Dark, get me and Blake grills, okay? And we will love y'all up.
We will every show. I'll do it every show.
Man, I will cheese. You will never see me stop smiling.
I think if I had like money, it'd be veneers and a private chef.
Well, let's go to Mexico.
We can probably get it for cheap, right?
You can absolutely get it for cheap down there. 100%.
That would probably be my first two.
That's it. Trevor will go down there and get a BBL. We'll go get fake teeth. Bada bing.
Look like a frog standing up.
Let's do it.
What would be your first thing?
What's that?
If you had money. Like money, money.
Oh,
like,
you're not, like, teeth. 100%. Yeah. After that? I mean,
I'm going private chef.
I don't know. I'll probably get my kids new cars. I take care of my kids, man. Seriously. I got to go.
After that?
Get myself a car. I mean, what are we talking about?
So you're going car, teeth.
No, I'm going teeth, car, car.
Teeth, car, car.
I'm going teeth, car, car. Because I think I want a new truck. Yeah. I want a new truck.
Like if you just had blank you money and you could just go get whatever car
you
want. I
either want a new truck or I do miss a manual transmission.
Would you get like a sporty car? Or would you like an older car?
It's hard to say, man, because
you got blank you money. You can get whatever you want in this hypothetical. Like, there's not a limit, like, oh, you got to spend under this or it's got to be this year. It's just, hey, you get the car you want. We're getting veneers.
I mean, I'm definitely getting veneers, and then I'm probably going to get.
Just cheesing out the window.
Oh, all day.
Stop light.
Window rolled down.
Is the light red? Is the light red?
Why is this guy yelling at me with his mouth open?
Fan After Dark.
Smile. Smile. Yes.
I might get Fan After Dark on my teeth.
I would get it to where it shows up in, it would glow in the dark.
Like blue light.
That's
like
exactly right.
Ultraviolet.
Cops pulling me over. What you want?
You know who I am? Just smile.
Who I am.
135.
I'd have a QR code right there. You want my driver's license? Get your phone out.
No, the QR code, you take them to the Fan website.
That's right. Well, that'd be the other side. Right there. That's what I'm talking 7-11. All right, real quick. So, fair or foul, I've told you about my cousin who's in Tinder love, okay? Remember we told you about that?
The Brazilian girl, right? Yes. The Brazilian girl?
Yes, all right. So, I was talking to my cousin today.
Lock screen girl.
And I told him, I was like, bro, you were getting kind of roasted on air because I threw your situation out there. And that's, you know, I mean, look, that's what happens when, you got a cousin that does radio. Like, hey. I might put you on blast on, and I don't put him on blast. He's listening right now, and we may have him on in the next segment to, say his piece. Anywho,
So I brought it back up, and I told him, I said, bro, you got roasted. I said, we didn't just foul. It was technical foul.
Yeah, okay? It was technical foul.
So
substitution.
Here's what he said. Here's what he said. And my boy, look, for as off the wall as I am, he's very even keeled. Needless to say, my dad and his mom are our brother and sister, right?
No, this is fair. I've met him. He's definitely even keeled.
You have absolutely. Yeah, that's
he's
right.
Not
you
like
have.
Jumping off the wall.
Yes. No. Okay. And he's a cop, DPD. Okay. And so she's still in Brazil. Old girl is not back because she's a lawyer, right?
Yeah.
And technically she was working on like a sexual assault case and whatever part of Brazil she's at turned into a murder case. And so I said, oh, murder was the case. Anywho, she's supposed to be back this week.
Okay.
So I said, is she still on the lock screen? Are we still, still hot and heavy? He said, absolutely. I said, are we still good with putting her on the lock screen? Kind of crazy, whatever. He said, look, I've got a very difficult job. Okay, he told me a story about what happened over the weekend where two girls get into a fight. Next thing you know, a family brawl broke out. Okay, like it's literally, right? And so he's got to break that whole thing up. A domestic that went from 6 p.m. to he didn't get out till 2 a.m. after everything was done. He said, look, let's put it in perspective. I got this young lady who they get along. They talk all the time. She's obviously easy on the eyes. All right. She's smart. Got it going for her, yada, yada. Okay. He says, when you're having a rough day, having a bad day, there's just something nice about being able to look at your lock screen and kind of forget it all for a minute.
Yuritsa, right there.
Okay. And I said, you know what? When you put it like that, he goes, you just live in the moment. It's a crazy world we live in. Sometimes you just need a little respite, a little break. Hey, let's call it what it is.
When you put it like that, at the end of the day, what we think really doesn't matter.
And that's it, right? And plus, let's not pretend like you can't meet people in real life and then realize that after meeting them for a little bit, they're psychopaths, okay?
You have them in real life locks.
All right, I'm looking at you, Blake Elliott. So you know what I'm saying? So these things happen. So you know what? After hearing my boys break down, I am okay with the Tinder love lock screen fair for my cousin.
It's still a little crazy without context, but with context.
With context,
knowing
absolutely.
Who he is and, being a
That's
cop.
That's right. You've met my cousin, so you know.
It's not really that. I mean, it's still it's kind of weird because they haven't met.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be different if they had met once, maybe. Yeah. But I get him also being DPD. You never know when the last time you're going to look at the phone is.
And That's it!
So, if he...
It's real on these Dallas streets.
If the person he has the strongest connection to is this young lady...
Yeah.
Fair.
And then we'll see what happens when they meet in person.
I already know what Trevor's answer is. Trevor better not say foul all day.
Chill out. All right?
I mean, I'd be okay with her marrying her if that's what it takes.
The only odd thing about it is that they haven't actually met. That's the only odd
thing. But the thing is, because they haven't been able to. She's like I said. She's
but
still
have
in Brazil.
FaceTimed and,
they have. Oh, okay. Absolutely.
They FaceTimed.
They every like I said.
And just Snapchat.
And she was supposed to be here last week, but like I said, murder was the case, and so she's going to show up hopefully this week.
Is she a lawyer here?
She has to pass the bar.
Okay, so she passes the bar, and then she's good. Right?
Before we get out of here, and I'll send us a break. Trevor, what's the earliest you've ever put a girl as your lock screen? Just for context.
I've never done it.
Never.
Never.
No woman other than family has been a lock screen.
My lock screen's an anime background.
Okay, that makes a lot, boys and girls. The plot thickens. Final hour of the program. Don't go anywhere.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.